up, everyone. Welcome to the Just Got Laid podcast with your hosts, Lakes
and Lacey. And on today's episode, we're going to be discussing, is the monster in your life the person in your bed?
Ooh. Is the person you're dating financially stable?
Or is the person a liar?
Is shacking up good or bad?
Find out on today's episode on Just Got Laid podcast right after this break.
Let's go.
Two Toxic Babes is an ongoing conversation between wellness studio owners, me, Grace,
and B, hi, with a heavy pour of sassy sarcasm,
expert interviews,
and clinking glasses, us two bestie babes feel a strong pull to dispel the damage done by toxic influencer culture and fear-based media.
The TTB podcast is built on the belief that you are enough exactly as you are,
that informers trump influencers always,
and non-toxic living might just be the most toxic thing of all.
Welcome back, y'all. Lacey, how you doing?
I'm good, Lakes. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
Pretty smooth. You know, I'm becoming an auntie again. For like the umpteenth time now.
Congrats.
Hey. So, yeah. But my twin sister had two beautiful girls, and now my little sister is having a beautiful girl as well. Yeah. She's going to be named Cairo, and I already have a nickname for her. I give nicknames to all of them, so I got a chipmunk, a pumpkin, Coco, and I got a couple knuckleheads and a big head. I ain't get a boy's names, though.
I just gave girls. That. Cairo, that's pretty.
Yeah.
How's she spelling it?
Like the place in Egypt, she's spelling it exactly the same way.
Gotcha. What did you do? Any activities, anything new?
Yeah, we went to group therapy in Greenville, South Carolina. It was pretty chill. We did some axe throwing, a little bit of drinking. Always got to be involved.
Yeah.
Always.
I did axe throwing before. It was cool.
It was cool. Mm-hmm. Laid back, you know, ate some food. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, chatted it up, all that yip-yapping and jaw-japping. We did it. So.
Yeah. I actually went to trap karaoke. You ever heard of that?
No, I've heard of trap painting.
So I kept seeing it on my timeline, and I just decided to try it out. And it was actually really fun. Really fun.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had a good time.
Trap karaoke.
Yeah.
You sung?
No, but you know what? I want to go back and perform next time. I definitely want to put that on my bucket list.
It was in Charlotte?
It was in Raleigh.
It was in Raleigh?
Yeah. So they had it in Charlotte, I think, 2 weeks ago. So you can follow them on Instagram, and it tells you where they'll be.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was dope.
That's different. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like it. Trap karaoke.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're getting into some things today.
Yeah, we're going to get into some things.
What are we talking about?
So everyone's always afraid of strangers, right?
Right.
Like, you know, when you're single, you don't want to talk to no one new because you're afraid of strangers. Mm-hmm. Or you talk to your ex because you're like, well, that person knows me better than anyone else. But sometimes it's not only, you know, people who aren't in relationships, sometimes it's people who are in relationships. Mm. You're scared of people you don't know when maybe you should be afraid of the people you do.
Ooh, stranger danger.
Not stranger danger. Sometimes the monster is the very person you see every day.
So the monster in the bed.
Monster in bed is the very person that lays in bed with you every night.
Wow, let's get into it. Now, is that something that you ever experienced?
Oh, heck yeah.
Details.
Oh, so it's no secret that I've been married, you know. So like a lot of people outside looking in, they'd be like, "Oh, you have a great life, you know. You're married. You this, you that," and they don't know like the under, you know, cover secrets that go along with that. So, you know, there was times we slept in different rooms. There were times we didn't like each other. Let's just be honest, we didn't like each other. And a lot of people thought, oh, because they see a pretty picture on Facebook or, you know, they held hands when they were out together. Mm-hmm. I saw them the other day. They're fine. No. I mean, it's all an act sometimes.
Right.
And so with me and him, while we were going through our divorce, I was actually trying to be civil because I was like, you know what? I did marry this person, I'm gonna be nice. But he was underhandedly dragging my name every time he could to anybody he could. Like, he didn't want anyone to talk to me who knew me prior to him. Mm-hmm. He didn't want my family to be around me. He tried to come in between me and my family. And me, I was kind of like, this is messed up. This is someone that used to be married to you. This is someone that said once upon a time that they cared about you, but all they keep doing is trying to hurt you because you don't want to be with them.
Right.
Nothing else changed. It's just you don't want to be with them. So...
Now, let me ask you this. I know we pride ourselves on being as open as we can, you know, for our listeners, to each other. Mm. So before I even, to an extent, before I even ask this, I want to just ask, is it okay for me to ask you any questions about the details?
Of any of my ex relationships?
Of going through a divorce, I guess. Because,
yeah, you can ask me anything you want to know about that.
Okay, so when did things get ugly?
Well, to be honest with you, things were ugly before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people think, oh, when you get married, everything will work out. You know, that's what you're told. Oh, yeah, it'll get better. That's a fantasy. Don't think that. That's just like the person who thinks getting a baby will make a relationship work. Getting married is not going to make your relationship work. Two people who want the relationship to work will make the relationship work. Mm-hmm. So if you're already having problems and you're kind of like veering towards not being together, then do that. Don't think marriage is going to be the fantasy blanket over all your problems and fix it all.
Right. So why didn't you do that?
I was young and stupid.
Makes sense.
So a lot of people ask me that. I'd be like, I was young and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I was very dumb. I actually believed him when we said it, because we sat down together. I actually believed each other when we said, oh, when we get married, everything will be fine. Like, we both came to that agreement. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. Marriage does not fix everything.
You tried.
I did.
You tried. Okay. And I asked, you know, because you, a single woman never being married, right? I was just telling someone that I have not seen an example of a marriage that will make me want to get married. Now, I know everybody's situation is different. And I know it's not perfect. And I know it's not this fairy tale. I know, like you said, it's not what you see on Facebook. But... why in today's world would marriage be the goal if you see all around what you just described and you have the divorce rate through the roof?
Well, to be honest with you, marriage has to be the goal between two people who want marriage to be the goal. Like, right now, marriage is not the goal for me, but I'm single.
Would you do it again?
To the right person, yeah.
And would you recommend it? You know,
I recommend marriage because I don't think I was a bad wife. And I was even told, I'm not sitting here doing this off of assumption, I was told by him and by several other people that he talked to that, oh, she was a good wife. She was a good wife. She mm-hmm. held me down. Okay, so I wasn't a bad wife. I don't think that, you know, I just was married to the wrong person. And instead of trying to, you know, come to grips with that, I tried to hold on to it for as long as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hold on to something that you're supposed to let go, sometimes it becomes the most toxic thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we went wrong. But I'm not opposed to marriage. I agree with marriage. If it's two people that want it, two people got to want it for it to work.
Well, I appreciate you saying that because I hear divorcees saying, no, don't do it. Run. Don't do it.
Don't get married to the wrong person. That's okay. What I would tell you.
Okay.
Anything inside you tells you, oh, this person is not for me, date them. You don't have to get married to them. You can date them for 10 years.
Okay.
Date them until the wheels fall off. All I care.
Okay. So what creates this monster in the bed?
Well, to be honest with you, so there were times, like I said, he underhandedly drug me through the mud many times just because I didn't want to be with him. Because I never, when we were going through our separation, I never touched him. And then while we were together, I never touched no one else either. So it wasn't like I was just this bad person. You know, like, I want to do him dirty. I was like, you know what? I just want to be around. I don't want to be around him. But it was so many sneak disses, so many, like, you know, little, oh, I turn my back and you try to hit me from you try to stab me type of energy. Like, he'll sit there and tell me one thing. and be like, you know, your family, they're this, they're that. They shouldn't treat you like that. And then he'll go talk to my family and be like, yeah, I love my wife. Y'all be nice to her. And then he'll play the victim.
Playing
like
both sides.
Yeah, like he was very two-faced, dude.
Okay.
Like, and he'll make it seem like he was the victim. But, dude, we talked about divorce like 3 times prior before I finally asked you for one, the 4th time. Mm-hmm. So it was no need to play the victim, but he played it. He still plays it sometimes.
So 4 times, what made you finally go through with it?
The 4th time, I was more strategic with it. Because I guess, like, the first 3 times, I was like, you know, we would get in these arguments or we would get, like, very disrespectful, whether it be verbally or physically. We would get very disrespectful towards each other every time. So it would always end up being resolved and we would stay together. But the 4th time, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just be a little smarter about how I move with this. And the 4th time, I decided that I'm going to just be quiet. Because every time I've tried to talk to him, it always ended up going left. Some people try to talk me in back into it. So I was super quiet while we were going through the divorce. And then he was the loudest. Mm-hmm. Every time someone asked him a question, he answered. It was every time someone wanted an explanation, he answered. And it was like they were getting his side of the story, but they weren't getting mine.
And that's the worst. I believe a relationship is between two people.
It is.
And you shouldn't invite people into your business. You know, I heard on Ricky Smiley years ago, be careful what you tell the people in your family, because you will forgive that person before they do.
Yeah, so that's true. So me, I was very quiet, very silent. And I just decided to tell people, I was like, it's none of your business. Like, right. It's really none of your business. We're just getting a divorce and that's fine. You don't need to know the details of why. I'm not married to you, so you don't need to know why. And the more I said that, the more they ran to him because he was talking.
Got it.
And prior to that, it wasn't just that made him a monster. I knew he was a monster before. Like I said, I was young and stupid when I got married. Mm-hmm. So me, I don't like to, I'm not going to lie, I don't like confrontation. That doesn't mean I've never been in a fight. I've been in plenty of fights. I just don't like stupid confrontation. Like, I don't like to sit here and argue. Yeah, I don't like to sit here and argue about dumb stuff. I'm not about to go back and forth. I'm not going to go back and forth with anybody, but I'm not going back and forth with you over something small. And if I can just say, you know what, let's do it your way.
Okay.
So most of the time, our arguments would end like that because he knew the type of person I was. And he'd be like, okay, so it was bills. For me, I'm going to just go ahead and let y'all know. It was financially. And it was, the bills would always be paid late because I didn't pay them. I would give the money, but I wouldn't pay them. Yeah, that was stupid. I said young and dumb. Don't judge
me. It's not just you. I was just thinking about a time where I was dumb too.
So I gave the money, but I did not pay the bills myself. The only bill I paid myself was like a small bill, like, you know, little credit card things. Stuff that was only in my name that I went outside and got. But any other thing, the household bills went into his account. Again, don't judge me. I was stupid. I was young and dumb. I had it drafted out of my account straight into, out of my check straight into his. So it was every time I got paid, money was going straight into his account. Now, why were we always late then? So it was like late fees on top of late fees on top of late fees. And whenever I would talk to him about it, it would always be this major blow up thing. And it was always, well, I've been paying this and doing this for such and such years. Like every time something I didn't like, he would bring up the age thing. Like, oh, I'm older than you. You're
How much older?
He was 10 years older than me.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. I like older guys. But okay. That doesn't mean you get to treat me like I'm stupid. Like, bruh, you paying every bill late, but they come at the same time every month. It's a reoccurring thing. So why are you late?
How old were you when you got married?
I was 23. I met him when I was 19.
Okay.
So yeah. So, but like I said, I was young and stupid, so I didn't know he was paying every bill late. I just one day happened to open up a envelope, because now we're married, it's legal, I can mm-hmm. open the shit. You know, mm-hmm. So I opened it up and I said, why is it red? I said, dude, why are you late? He's like, I always pay bills late. And he said it with so much confidence. Like, he said it with so much confidence. I was like, you're not supposed to do that. They come every month, same time. Why are you late? I give you the money on time. Why are you late? And, like, you don't know. Let me just give y'all a little example real quick. Side note. If you have every bill you pay in your house late, rent, car payment, car insurance, cell phone, internet, renter's insurance or house insurance, if you have to pay it, if you don't pay your house insurance until the end of the year, because some people do a lump sum, it doesn't matter. If you pay it late, there is a late fee on all of it. And then his account would always be going into the negative for no doggone reason when there was two incomes going into the house. So every time your account goes in the negative, when you have a credit union, I don't know if whatever you have, but when you have a credit union, it charges you a $33 balance for every time that car gets drafted into the negative further and further. So not only do you have late fees, but now you have negative charges on your account. So that all of a month, like every month, it would be about $100 to $200 and something in late fees and negative charges.
Crazy.
And I tried to talk to him because I was like, you don't see what you're doing. This is a whole nother bill. I've been paying bills like this for such and such years, and I've been doing it like this for such and such years. And it'd always be a really bad argument. Like, we cussing each other out and calling each other out their names.
And I get that. That may have been the way that you did it, but now y'all are a unit. Things have to change.
It's only a unit when they want it to be one. That's why I said marriage got to work for two people.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how did you find out? Because my way, I wasn't married, but I was in a serious relationship, and we were living together. Mistake number one.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Now, looking back, I wouldn't recommend that until you are married.
No, I mean, you can move in with somebody as long as they're responsible.
Yeah, but now I see what the old people mean, don't shack up.
Like, girl, I mean, would you rather want to find out when you got married?
Point. But
that was a good trial to me. Shit. I found out when I got married. That was, girl, that's legal. Let me tell y'all something. You don't want to ever find out when you get married, because you have to go, if it's beyond the 90 days, you can't get an annulment. You got to go through a whole year of separation. You got to go through legal court documents and get physically divorced. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, legally, physically, everything divorced from that person. So you don't, girl, find out in the girlfriend and boyfriend stage.
I guess my mom always said you never know someone until you live with them, right?
Yeah.
And she was right. But my way of finding out was, you know, I left that, you know, I went from having my own everything. So, you know, don't act like you came and saved me. I had my own everything. It's just we were taking our relationship to another level, and he wanted to take on all that responsibility. He wanted to be the man, you know? So, I trusted him with that. Like you, I only had little bills in my name. So we were in the apartment one day. You know, I kept, hey, did we get a light bill? Did we get a water bill? Yeah. I'll take care of it. Okay. I just never saw anything, and I'm used to paying bills, right? Mm-hmm. We sitting, watching TV one day on a Friday, and everything cut off. And I was like, oh, you know, the thing must have jumped. Something must have happened outside. He gets up. Oh, shit. Running. He calls the company, and they're like, well, sir, we sent you three notices. Like, it's nothing we can do until Monday. Now, I had just went grocery shopping and spent like $300 on food. So, you know, the fridge is out. That was my last straw. I went into my closet and I packed my things, and I went to my mom's house. Like, because you a grown ass man. You know that we have these responsibilities, and I've been trying. So I couldn't take it anymore. I've never had my lights cut off, like, on my own. So, you know, with him, I just didn't understand it.
The priorities weren't in line.
Yes, and that's what it was. It was deeper than, you know, the lights. I get shit happens, but that didn't have to happen, you know?
You know.
So, and like I said, it was the last straw. It wasn't the first thing, you know. It was just the last straw for me.
I had a friend. She's a good friend. I wouldn't say she was my best friend, but she had a male friend that weed was a problem for him. Weed was super duper problem for him. And, like, don't get me wrong, I don't care if you smoke or not. Like, I'm an edible girl, but don't tell nobody that. I ain't done that in years. Years. Long time ago. It was a long time ago I did that. It was a long time ago I did that. But he had a weed problem. He overdid it, I guess. Like, they knew him by name. They delivered straight to him, and he literally got it like every day, sometimes twice a day. And she tried to talk to him. She was like, hold up, you know that you spending this amount of money, X amount of money, every time he come through, like, you literally just paid a very small bill, not like $40 something dollars now, But we're talking like $100 and something a month. I mean, a week. And that's a week. That's a week.
Like a car note.
So if you times that by four, that's a car note. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, you know, I mean, I know how to manage it. I said, he sounds like a drug addict. Like, he sounds like an addict. Like, oh, well, I manage it well. No, you don't. You're spending like a whole check on it, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And so, like, sometimes the monster isn't the stranger. Sometimes you need to get to know a stranger, baby, because sometimes a stranger can treat you better than the person laying next to you.
So, the qualities or the characteristics of the monster, so far we discussed
financially.
Distant. Okay. Not being financially stable. Mm-hmm. As a grown man, oh.
That's a turnoff.
Not only is it turnoff, I feel like you're going to have to pay the price for what he doesn't compensate, because he's mad that he's going through that, or he's feeling some type of way, or he's not feeling like man enough.
Preaching to the choir.
Yeah, I just can't deal with that. Like, because if I can go out here, work 2 or 3 jobs if I need to, and take care of myself, you are a whole man. So I don't feel any sympathy there. That's why I was saying last show, get your shit together before you try to get in a relationship. I know you don't always know the time, but you can get yourself together before you
try to move on with someone else.
Or drag somebody along with you and you know you're not ready.
I mean, that's one of the things I did when I was going through my divorce. I only dealt with people, like a lot of people thought, I'm not going to lie, I'm a Libra, y'all. Like, I sit there and make you feel like I'm in love with you, but I'm really not. And I just drop you at a drop of a dime. If I sit there and never text you or call you again, every time you reach out to me, I never really liked you like that. Like, you cool, you know what I'm saying? But like, if I occasionally on Thanksgivings and Christmases and birthdays, I'd be like, well, let me reach out. That's the person I had loved. I don't like the rest of y'all. So like, I dealt with people that I really didn't care about. And that's because I finally took my big brother's advice. Like, my big brother, shout out to JJ, my big only one and only. That's my big bro. But my big bro always got my back. Anyway.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, my little Jimmy Jr. Anyway, so he went through a divorce. Mm-hmm. And he's been engaged. He was engaged. He went through a divorce. He got married, went through a divorce. He got engaged again, broke that off.
How old is he?
My brother?
Mm-hmm.
Born in 91, so he's
31. The best year.
So, yeah, my brother, he's super dope, but he gave me some advice, and I didn't take it at first. He said, don't deal with nobody you actually like. Deal with people. While you're going through this divorce, you're going to be emotionally, you know, I guess you'll be vulnerable is the word he probably meant, but he was like, you're going to be too open. You don't want to be out there just, you know, bearing your soul to everybody. And they don't care about you. So I didn't listen the first time. Mm-hmm. But the second time, I was like, let me deal with people I wouldn't care about. Like, I can discard of no matter what. Like, okay, as soon as you mess up, all right, you out. Okay, as soon as you mess up, okay, you out.
My patience.
So, yeah. When I was going through my divorce, I got a little sidetracked. But when I was going through my divorce, I didn't tell a lot of people this. I just started telling people this this year. Because I like to tell people stuff after I get out of it, you know, not while I'm going through it. But when I left my ex-husband, my credit score was like in the 300s. That's no lie. That's no lie. That is no lie. I worked hard, and I worked 2 jobs at times.
See?
And I worked with some people on getting it back up. Mm-hmm. And it's in the 600s. It's almost 300 more than what it was a couple years ago. So, you know, it's damages that can be done from being in the wrong relationship with someone. Because he would be the type, you know, I'm young and stupid. He'd be the type, oh, let it go in collection because we can't afford it. I'd be like, what? And my name is on some of the stuff. And so while we were going through that, I was like, you know what? I don't really need to deal with no one because I'm not who I want to date.
Right.
But I am who I want to date now.
Right.
Credit right, you know?
You good.
Bills paid. On time. Drafted out. You know? So I am who I want to date. And I always tell people that because that's what I was told when I was going through therapy. Mm-hmm. And she was like, date yourself and find out what you like.
Yeah.
And then when you're ready, date someone else. And so I am the person I want to date. I don't mind taking me out. So I wouldn't mind dating someone else as long as you are the person you want to date.
Okay.
If you can look in the mirror and say, nah, I wouldn't date me, then don't date nobody else. Just deal with some people that you can discard of.
Yeah. So we got monster dissing. What's the other one we said? Not financially stable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to add liar. to that. That's what really makes you a monster to me.
Isn't that like going in the same category as cheating though? Because lying and cheating is together.
Yeah, but I'm talking about those are like the cousins. Littlest lies. Like it because I feel like it builds up to bigger lies.
Wait, what do you mean by little lies? Example.
Well, this one isn't a little lie. Okay, a little lie would be lying about where you are. Or lying about
where you are. No, that's a big one. Why are you lying about where you are? Because most of the time you're somewhere you're not supposed to be.
Compared to the biggest lie I've been told, that's little. So the biggest, yeah. So when you say monster in bed, that brings up some memories because I feel like I dated someone who I didn't really know who you were because you lied. Like you, I was young and dumb. But at the time, I thought he was the same age as me, come to find out. He was lying about his age. No.
Oh, whoa, that's a big one.
And huge. And you know what's so crazy? I'm that girlfriend that's like all about you. So we're going to celebrate. So his birthday came up. And I got him a cake with his name and the age and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
My mom used to always joke and she would say things like, you know, he looks a little older than what you say. And I'm like, you know, shut up, mom, whatever. Like, you know. And one day she looked it up and we found out he was actually like 8 years older than what he
told
me he was.
Gotta background check him.
Young and dumb. I wasn't worrying about that.
I do it now. I'd be like, uh-uh.
He was giving me princess treatment, so I didn't care, you know? And I didn't date him for his looks.
That is like, you know what?
I know better now. But
he ugly?
He's not what I would usually go for.
Well, he and at was the time, ugly.
He wasn't ugly. Hey, he
if
just
you listening,
fine.
Bro, you was ugly. You is
he
ugly.
Ugly, but if you saw us together, you wouldn't you believe that we were together.
You is ugly. You was ugly. She don't want to say it. I'm going to say it. She said you was ugly. Her face said it. Her face was like, he was ugly.
I was trying not to be shallow anymore, you know, because I was trying not to date for looks because
I tried that too, and they be the worst ones.
The worst ones. You be feeling so stupid. But anyway, found out he lied about his age. Of course, everything on the internet is not accurate. But he had to admit. I was like, show me your social security card. Show me your birth certificate. He admitted to it. But do you know what type of crazy it takes to blow out a birthday candle at an age and you know? Like, you know?
That's not your age?
Yeah, like, you know this. But
you've
that
been
was
lying to her this time, this whole entire time.
I was scared. Like, I was shaking when I found out because it's like you said, who have I been laying beside?
Girl.
Like, is your name real? Are you stealing somebody's identity? So,
those
yeah.
Straight, a scammer.
Yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed to even admit that. But, yeah, that was my monster in the bed, so.
Girl, they always, like, me, I have a big heart, so I attract dudes that want to play the victim. And then now, like, when I date someone, as soon as they start doing the woe is me thing, I'd be like, bruh, we all got problems, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you're going to sit here and live in yours, live in it by yourself. Because mm-hmm. that's how I ended up with my ex-husband. Mm-hmm. Like, he played the victim. He was like, every woman, like, every time I would try to leave him, like, every woman I ever had cheated on me, blah, blah, blah. He would play the victim so well. He played that violin, y'all. Uh-huh. But seriously, no, I don't do that no more. I'd be like, look, we all got problems. We all got a past. We all grow up and become stronger and better people and learn not to do those things that we did in our past. So if you can't grow up and live past your past, then don't bring and drag me down with you.
I was the same way. I want to, okay, let me help you get through that. Let me show you how to heal. Let me show you how to, you know, get into some things and take it. Never.
I can make you a better person. I can make you a better person because I believe two people who are working towards being better people together, I can make you a better person. But I can't heal you.
I can't solve the traumas that you went to.
You got
to
do that on your
prior
own.
To me.
I can't do that.
I can't. That hurt you had before. And I'm not paying for what somebody else did to you. I'm not doing it. So you need to get that straight before you come this way, shawty.
Oh, Jesus. We didn't say a mouthful in such a small amount of time.
So moral of the story
is sometimes the monster is the monster you know. It's not the one you don't.
Yeah.
Monster in bed does sound like a nice little thing we need to talk about on the flip side, though, another time.
Yeah.
Another time. Yeah. There's some monsters in bed that are actually really good monsters in bed.
Here she go.
Hey, that's a good one. But, okay. Hey, so you know this. You know this is that time we have to say goodbye. And it's always been good talking to you, Lakes. I love talking to you.
I love talking to you, too.
Aw. So if you want to reach me or Lakes, you can email us at justgotlaid@gmail.com and let us know any of your questions, comments, or concerns. You can also text us at 803-298-8255. 8884, and I love a good synchronicity, so y'all know I had to cop that number. Now, it's been a pleasure, and we'll take care of you. Anytime you text us, we'll text you right back.
Yeah, and just want to give a shout out to all our listeners. We appreciate you guys tuning into our shows, and we promise to keep you entertained and keep them coming.
All right. Bye.
Bye.